the world. I'm John Batchelor. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman keeps the website. And we look now at the now 20-year-old Greta Thunberg, who is a star in Europe for her advocacy about climate change. Bob?
This is an example. It's a kind of silly story that I posted on Behind the Black in an essay. Back in 2018, she quoted a climate scientist who said, all of humanity would be wiped out unless we stopped using fossil fuels in 5 years. Well, 5 years later, is all humanity wiped out? Of course not. And the real problem here is that anyone was paying attention to this then teenager who was a dropout of high school at the time, who didn't really know anything. To make her a principal spokesman is a tragedy, because she's a mere child. She's being used as a prop. And I bring it up because it's the worst way to do science. And this is what we were doing a decade ago, 5 years ago, and we should stop doing it and pay attention to real scientists and also have skepticism about what anyone says, anyone, about anything. So let's go to real science.
Yeah, let's go to Mercury, the inmost planet of the inner solar system. Bepi Colombo, I love that name, Bob. How's it doing?
It did its flyby on June 19th as planned. Nothing went wrong. While it did so, it used one of its monitoring cameras. These cameras are just designed really to look at the spacecraft to see the solar panels deploy properly, spacecraft separates properly, et cetera, et cetera. But they're still there. So they used it to look at Mercury as they flew past. Now, at the closest approach at 146 miles, they were looking at the night side of Mercury, so there was nothing to see. But as they moved away from the planet, the spacecraft looked back and got some pictures. I got one of them up on Behind the Black. And, you know, it just demonstrates, once again, the spacecraft is working properly. It will go into orbit in 2025 of Mercury. It has three more flybys of Mercury to do to get into that orbit. It's very hard to get into Mercury orbit because it's so close to the sun. The gravitational well of the sun makes things very hard. But they'll get there in 25. And well, then it'll split into two different orbiters, one Japanese, one Europe, and in complementary orbiters, we'll be studying Mercury.
And the unanswered question that I recall, it might have been answered by now, is does Mercury have water ice in the part of the pole that is never in sunlight? Do I remember that correctly?
You remember correctly, but nope, it's not been solved. In fact, that's one of the things these spacecraft will try to do. They will try to solve that question, John. That whether they will be able to, I have doubts. That doesn't mean they won't do good science, but this is a difficult question to answer. You know, we've got multiple orbiters studying the moon and the South Pole to see if there's water in those craters, and we haven't been able to determine it yes, yay or nay, and so Mercury is an equal, in fact, more difficult problem.
All right, this is a really cool story. 87 and a half light years away, an exoplanet, and we can see it, Bob? You have a picture.
That's correct. These are direct images taken by the Keck Observatory in Hawaii of this. It's very fuzzy, but it's considered to be an exoplanet. And this is not the first picture of this exoplanet. I posted other pictures of this exoplanet taken by the Very Large Telescope in Chile that were released in February. What makes these images cool is that they were taken over a year and a half period, and they show the actual motion of that exoplanet around its star. It's essentially like a gas giant, like Jupiter. And it's gotten a Jupiter-like orbit, and we see it move. That's really cool, John.
And images of Mars, 6 months apart, ultraviolet. And what does this tell us, Bob?
This is an example of you have to look at things in multiple wavelengths. And so this is two images taken by MAVEN in orbit around Mars using its ultraviolet spectrograph. They're global images. They tell us things about the atmospheric ozone, the cloud layers, the hazes on the planet. I think it's cool because one of the global images actually includes the landing sites for Viking, Pathfinder, and eventually the Europeans' Franklin rover. We don't see those landing sites, but we can see the part of the planet where they're going to go, John.
Bob's study of the surface of Mars comes up with images that are increasingly hard to interpret. This is an image of a Martian glacier, but there are lots of glaciers. What attracts you about this one, Bob?
This is one that I found this image and realized as I was posting it that I had already posted it previously, because this is an image of a glacier on Mars in the glacier country of Mars, mid-latitudes, that the science team at Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter had previously posted as a ideal glacier to learn what to look for in glaciers, how to spot a glacier on Mars. And it's very spectacular and very precise. It looks just like glaciers on Earth. And that's why they posted a picture of it. It's so spectacular that I had forgotten and posted it again. And so that's why it's huge.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Lynch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.